This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. It has been a whirlwind of executive orders in the first weeks of the Donald Trump presidency. Several have been controversial, none as much as his immigration order. The action stranded travelers around the world, led to protests around the country, and created alarm inside the bureaucracy. There have been a flurry of lawsuits filed challenging the travel ban, and several state attorney generals from around the country have offered scathing rebukes of the policy. The nation's acting attorney general, Sally Yates, on Monday defiantly said her office would not follow through on the executive order. President Trump responded by firing her. Debbie Dingell is a Democrat and the elected representative from Michigan's 12th congressional district. It extends into Washtenaw County, but her hometown is Dearborn. That's a city that's been dubbed the Arab capital of North America. It is home to the Arab American National Museum, a number of mosques and Islamic schools for children. It's become home to many people from Syria, Palestine, Libya, Yemen, and Iraq. Representative Dingell, House and Senate Democrats stood outside the Supreme Court Monday night to protest President Donald Trump's travel ban, more than 70 in total. And then you joined with more than 160 of your House colleagues in introducing legislation to defund and rescind President Donald Trump's executive order. It's called the Statue of Liberty Values Act, or SALV. What does this aim to accomplish?
Well, it aims to overturn the executive order that was put out on Friday night. What happened with that order is that they did not consult any of the agencies. There is more confusion and fear than anyone can possibly know. Anybody who holds a green card, who has gone through a very strong vetting process, doesn't know if they can suddenly be thrown out of the country. I've got many different issues. I've got a daughter whose mother was sick in Iran who has a permanent green card who can't get back into the country. There are children that were born in this country and have American passports that were held at the airport. It's created a great deal of confusion and fear in a community that loves this country.
With all of that said, if the Statue of Liberty values passes through the legislature, what's to stop President Trump from stamping it with a veto?
Then we would override it. I mean, we've got to take each day as it comes, and we live in America, we're a land of laws, and we have to take the tools that we have right now. You're going to see a number of court cases, David.
Right.
I think you're going to see some serious action today.
We've also seen some evidence that President Trump is willing to ignore court rulings. Do you view the administration's actions as a serious threat to the judicial branch, a breakdown, by the way, that could strike at the very heart of a free and democratic society?
Well, we're not going to let it. Our job is to protect this free and democratic society that you and I are talking about. I will say that very quickly in showing you the legal issues related to this executive ban, four courts within 24 hours stayed the executive order. And I think that you're going to see a significant amount of court activity. And I do believe that he will have no choice but to abide by what the court findings are. I think you're going to see people like me who care about the heart and soul of America, who care about our national security, but protecting our national security means protecting freedom of speech and freedom of religion, will work to ensure that the Constitution is protected, and we will do it through the available tools of our great democracy we live in.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and we're talking with 12th District Congressional Representative Debbie Dingell, a Democrat from Dearborn. From another perspective, nearly half of the voting public chose Donald Trump as president. That was good enough to win the Electoral College vote in Michigan. He also won the popular vote. Many who voted for him reside in your district, not the majority, but certainly plenty. As representative of the 12th District, you are charged with representing all of your constituents. So at this point, what is your message to those who did and continue to support the president in his actions?
I'm trying to meet with everybody. I am working as hard as I can. I am one of the people that said that I thought that Donald Trump could win this election, and I understood why people were voting for him. I held a press conference the day that the Congress came back and said, I will work with Donald Trump if he reopens NAFTA. We need to have trade deals that let all of our workers play in a level playing field. And if he tries to create a Muslim registry, or if he tries to privatize Social Security or Medicare, I will fight him tooth and nail that he would meet a bus law like one he hasn't seen. And I have you know, I have to say, I was a little surprised, but on Monday at Sean Spicer's first press conference, when was asked a question about what President Trump thought, he said, I agree with Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, and had a quote right there. I am trying, my job is to fight for the working men of the 12th District of Michigan on all the issues that matter to them.
Well, we will certainly follow along as you do, and I will welcome you back for another conversation as needed, and I thank you for your time today.
Thank you, David.
That is Congresswoman Debbie Dingell representing the Michigan's 12th Congressional District. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU.